Well, welcome to the Faith Fighter Podcast. This is episode number 3. I hope that you have had an opportunity to listen to the other episodes. If not, you can catch them on the Anchor podcast. You can also catch them on Spotify and Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast at. It's under Faith Fighter Podcast. I encourage you to take a moment and listen to that. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about our fight for the faith and church attendance. And I realized that over the time recently that church attendance has dropped off. And I know that there are several reasons for that. Of course, we just went through a pandemic, supposedly still going through a pandemic. Things are opening back up, so that is great. But I posted a comment on or a question on Facebook, and I asked you, what do you feel about the importance or unimportance of church attendance? And so far, I received 2 comments. Number one, it said very important. Of course, I agree with that. And you will see tonight as I talk about the thought of church membership, you will see that I agree that church membership is very important. And not only is it important to me, but I believe if you study the Word of God, you will also see that church attendance is important to God. And as we look at Hebrews 10:25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So, yes, I am responding to that comment that church is very important. Another comment says, now that there are services online, some still think church is important, but they stay home to watch it. My thought on that, number one, I believe some people may stay home because they have serious health issues and they don't want to get around people at this specific time because of the chance of catching COVID and may have some comorbidities that may cause you to get sick. So I understand that. But on the other hand, I believe some people choose to stay home out of the fact that it's more convenient. You know, they can watch church in their PJs. They can watch church while they're eating breakfast. They can watch church while they just kind of hang out at home and maybe really not paying attention. They just have it on and they feel like they have fulfilled their duties by going to church. But that's when I think it's wrong. Do I think it's okay that you watch TV or you watch church online because you have some illnesses that don't allow you to go? Then yes, that could be acceptable. If you are just staying home because it's more convenient, you're watching church online because, hey, you know, I can just watch it. I can eat my breakfast. I can kind of hang out home on the couch. Then that's not the way that God intended it. And as we stream our Facebook Live, that is not the reason we stream our Facebook Live. So people can skip church and stay home. It is for the people who are not able to come to church due to sickness, due to different health issues. So yes, I agree that some people still do that. But we're going to look at a couple of articles here about church attendance dropping off. In March 29th, Fox News put out an article about church membership. It says a new poll indicates that American church membership has fallen below the majority for the first time. The data from Gallup poll tracked church membership across the past 80 years, starting with 73% going to church in 1937 and peaked just after World War II with 76%. In the past 20 years, we have seen a sharp drop off from 70% to 47% in that time. He goes on to say the survey asked, do you happen to be a member of a church, synagogue, or mosque? Other questions cover the factors or reasons around the religious attitudes and practices, with most respondents pointing to a lack of affiliation as a prime factor in their response. Listen to this. Church membership was strongest among those born before 1946, with 66% claiming membership, compared with 58% of baby boomers, 50% of Gen X, and 36% of millennials. That last number really doesn't surprise me. However, the age difference still contains a decline in each age group. Membership in traditionalists, born before 1946, dropped from 77% in 2000 to 66% today. Baby boomers showed the smallest drop-off, trending from 67% to 58% over the past 2 decades. Now, when you look at New York Post, which is not the same thing as New York Times, New York Post is actually a credible news source. unlike fake news, New York Times. It also talks about church membership in the same Gallup poll. I like what he says here. He says, Americans' membership in the houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% in the first time in Gallup's eight-decade trend. U.S. church membership was 73% when Gallup first measured in 1937 and remained near 70% for the next six decades before beginning a steady decline around the turn of the 21st century. Membership numbers dropped to 50% by 2018. Over the past two decades, the percentage of Americans who do not identify with any religion has grown from 8% from 98 to 2000 to 13% in 2008 to 2010 and 21% over the past 3 years. 66% of Americans born before 1946 belong to a church. 58% of baby boomers do. Meanwhile, as I said, Generation X is 50% and the 36% of millennials actually still go to church. So my question that I have for people, and maybe you want to respond to this, if you are not currently attending church, my question for you is why? You know, what is the reason that you have seen attendance drop off? I believe that during COVID, yes, we had to cancel services. We had to stay home. But I believe what has happened is because it has become such a convenience, that because people have seen that their churches are streaming online, that they are still attending church, so they're watching it online. But that is not what God tells us in Hebrews 10:27. He says, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together. Folks, we are not assembling when we are watching it online. We are not assembling when we watch 10 different churches on a Sunday and we think, well, we have been to church. We are assembling when we come together in the house of God and we worship together. If we are going to truly fight for the faith, we can't not go to church. We have to attend church. If you are going to be a faithful follower of Christ and a faithful servant and a faithful soldier in the army of Christ. And I believe from the time I was born, and I'll preach it to the time I die, that we have to go to church. I have heard people say that I can worship God just as well at home as I can at church. No, you can't. The number one reason why you can't is because, number one, you're breaking the word of God, where it says in Hebrews 10:25, and number two, you're not gathered together with God's people. We have to be gathered together with God's people. The church is not as effective if you are not there. And you say, why is that true? Well, if we are a body of Christ as a church and one or two or 20 members are out, do you realize that's parts of the body of Christ that's not present? Do you realize that that gives the church less of an effectiveness in the community around it because part of that body is not there? So no, we cannot worship God just as well at home as we can at church. No, we cannot worship God just as well watching it on TV as we can in church. We have to have that time where we come together with God's people and we grow together with God's people. We fellowship together with God's people. And therefore, we are actually being the body of Christ. But it doesn't stop there. Once we gather together as God's people and we worship together as God's people, we need to go out to the community as God's people. We need to work as God's people. The whole focus of this whole podcast that I started is fighting for the faith. We can't fight for the faith if we're not willing to go out. We can't fight for the faith if we're not willing to come together as a church and learn more about God's word and fellowship together with God's people and actually do the work of the church. The reason we attend church is not so we can feel better. The reason, if I can talk, we attend church is so that we can gather together. We can study God's word, we can pray, we can fellowship, and we can prepare ourselves to go out and to minister to the world around us. So if you're going to church so that you can feel better, you're going for the wrong reason. If you're going to church just to ease your conscience because you have fulfilled your duty for that week, you're going for the wrong reason. Folks, when we didn't have church during the pandemic, I missed meeting together. Now it seems like people have become so lax because of that, that it has become an excuse of not to attend church. But you can't be a faith fighter if you're not, number one, a faithful follower of Christ. It's impossible. You have to learn. You have to study. you have to fellowship together with God's people. When the writer Hebrews was writing these words to not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, they were in a time where, yes, they were following Christ. They were teaching the teachings of Christ. But then he said, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The day of the Lord was approaching for them. Folks, how much more is the day of the Lord approaching for us? I mean, if the writer of Hebrews thought that the day of the Lord was approaching and the day of his coming was approaching, and that's why we should attend church and that's why we should assemble together, how much more is the day of the Lord approaching today? I mean, I can just look around the world and tell you it's coming. It's coming quicker than we want to realize that it's coming. And as the days go on, as the months go on, as the years go on, we get closer and closer to the return of Christ. And it would be very sad if the Lord came back on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday night and you weren't at church. Think about that. Think about the fact that this Sunday night coming up, you decided to stay home and watch the service on TV, and the Lord came back and he found you at home. How embarrassing would that be? If we're not faithfully attending church, we're not faithfully reading our Bible, we're not faithfully praying to God, we're not faithfully fellowship with God's people, how do we expect to faithfully fight the good fight of faith? We can't. We can't faithfully fight the good fight of faith when we're not faithfully worshiping God. When we're not faithfully serving God. When we're not faithfully worshiping with God's people and fellowshipping with God's people. So yes, I agree with the two comments. Number one, it's very important to go to church. Number two, some people do watch church online. As I said before, if there's sickness involved, you have health issues, that's one thing. But if you're just lazy, that's another thing. That's between you and God. You need to realize that we can't create our own God, or our own Jesus, who is okay with the fact that we don't go to church. We can't create our own Jesus who is okay if we just go Sunday morning. That is not the God that I serve. That God that I serve is not okay with weekend visitations. He wants full devotion. He wants Christians who will fight the fight of faith. Thank you for taking time to get on tonight. Next week, I'm going to do the same thing at 7 o'clock on Monday night. So I encourage you, get on. Interact with me. Comment. You know, let's make this interesting and make it a discussion of God's word. And prayerfully, you got something out of this. And I don't try to criticize, but folks, I try to speak the truth. And the truth is simple. We need to go to church. We need to worship with God's people. We need a fellowship with God's people. Number one, as I've always said in these podcasts, the last three times, we need to fight the good fight of faith. Thank you and have a blessed night. I encourage each one to continue listening to these podcasts as we continue to talk about God's word and fight the faith. Thank you and have a great night.